Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday Word. I'm Julie, and today we're still in our series called Check Your Beatitude, and that means we're studying the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is in Matthew 5, and it's the time when Jesus and his disciples sat on a hill, and Jesus taught them and thousands of others. And the stuff he was saying in this sermon was pretty radical and shocking even to the listeners. But it's so clear, and I just find it really refreshing that Jesus just says, here are things I need you to know. And one part of them is the Beatitudes. So there are eight of them and we're halfway through. So we've learned, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Now today we're doing number 5, which is, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Now, I don't know if you can hear it, but there's a shift in the focus from the first 4 of the Beatitudes, and then as we'll go, you'll hear a stronger focus from numbers 5 through 8. But the beginning ones are about us. Are we poor in spirit? Are we mourning? Are we meek? Are we people who know that we are nothing without God? Are we people who know that we were separated and that is worth mourning? We were separated by our sin, but we can be comforted. And then we are people, after we reconcile that, we know that we need righteousness. We hunger and thirst for it because we can't get it anywhere else except for from God. We want to be people who are set apart from the world. So now that we've accepted that we're full of righteousness because we're seeking it out, we can go on and care for others in incredibly difficult and important ways. So, blessed are the merciful. You'll notice that it doesn't say, blessed are those who need mercy, for they will get mercy. That would be terrible writing, but also it's a choice that we're making. In order to receive mercy, we need to know what it means and give it to others. Because we do not deserve anything. And we are loved so much that Jesus died for us. So that's what it is. And here's the thing. We learned the difference between happiness and joy a couple months ago, I think. It's kind of the same thing where people think that mercy, it's often confused with a feeling. So happiness was a feeling. It's fleeting. It's temporary. Joy is a choice. In order to get deep, solid, life-giving joy, it's a choice to walk closer to God, and we have to choose it. It's an action. So mercy is the same way. It can often be confused with just a feeling of compassion. Even forgiveness can be a feeling that's fleeting. But mercy is a choice that we're making. It's an action word where we have to say, we were forgiven. We don't deserve it. And so I have to show you that same powerful love. So the best example I have for this is the Good Samaritan. Now you may have heard this story a number of times. It's from Luke 10, and it's about a man from Jerusalem. Here's the story. A man from Jerusalem is on this really dangerous road, and he gets beat up by robbers and left for dead. And then a priest walks by, and a Levite walks by. It sounds like the beginning of a joke. It's not. The priest and the Levite both walk by and ignore him. They don't help. Now, priests and Levites have a reputation. Priests, I mean, I even now think of them as more holy, as people who are righteous. They are closer to God for some reason, is just like in my brain. And a Levite, someone who was in the tribe of Levi a long time ago in the Old Testament, it was decided that they were in charge of all of the temple and the Ark of the Covenant, and they were the only ones who were allowed to go near the temple, in the temple. It's a whole thing. So they also had a reputation of being really righteous. They both blew it. And then the Samaritan comes by, and what does he do? We all know. He actually takes care of the man. He takes him to like a motel and pays the innkeeper there to care for him. He says he's going to come back. He actually not only has compassion on the man, but acts on it. And here's so important. This is Luke 10:36. Jesus is telling the parable, the story, and he says, Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. So how do we have mercy for people that hurt us, that we want to also feel hurt? How do we do that? Well, in our small group, we actually have a joke that if you don't know the answer to something, just say Jesus. In this case, because, go with Jesus. In this case, that's really the answer. How do we show mercy? How do we choose mercy for someone that we don't think deserves it? Well, you have to spend more time with Jesus. You have to be reminded that you were forgiven. Remember the times that in your life you were unlovable and Jesus loves you. All the good things that you've received have come from above and you don't deserve those. So it's time for us to look at ourselves and say, are we living as people who are merciful or not? Because if you choose mercy and choose to be merciful, you're blessed. Thanks for watching.